said, "How long have you been there?" I said, "Well, I'm to that camphor tree sitting just outside the mean fork of the high as you can reach." I said, "I was here when the fork of that tree was down where I could sit, and I thought it was bare feet touch the ground on each side." He said, "Did you live here?" I said, "No." Well, about that time there wasn't a whole lot of people in this country. And I said, "So what is here? I've done a lot of visiting." And I said, "We used to visit over here. And an old doctor lived here. And he was a special friend of my father and mother." And I said, "There was a man got rattlesnake bit on our little farm one time. And a man living close by had his horses loose in the woods. He had a jack catching on his horses out of the woods, saddle that horse, and ride it clean over here 5 miles and get this doctor. And he had to hitch his horse to a buggy and drive out there and treat this fella. And gave him iodine, cured him. And I don't know how much, but whatever amount he gave him so often until he got to where he could taste it. He was going to taste it. First, when he got to where he could taste it, he didn't give him any more. But back in them days, that was such a amount of rattlesnake bit. That was pure death. That was pure. But then, try to cure him, but anyhow, this fellow got all right. And he said, "What become of that doctor?" I said, "Well, he moved to Tampa later and lived the rest of his life out there, raised a son that was a doctor, and he done gone now." He was a grown young man at that time. But I was right little kid. I was back before 1900 that happened. And he said, "Well, that must have been a wonderful doctor." I said, "Well," I said, "that's what most of people thought. As far back as I remember, they thought he was a wonderful doctor. But I've studied about the whole lot, and I don't know whether he was anything extra or not. It might have just been a tough man that got bit. Because I said, that man killed a man. He moved away from here later. Moved down in Manatee County. He killed a man there and was hanged for it. And they had to hang him twice to kill him."
Oh.
Yeah. So I said, "It might have just been a tough man."
Might have been, yeah.
So he went on out the radio. I know he kept hanging around out. That day his wife came back to him. And so every morning he came out and talked to him just a little. For a damn few minutes. He wanted a picture of that camphor tree. And I told him, he told me he was going to Bregner. And I told him how to see the place where they hang this man the second time. He was going there, he was going down there first. But